أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. From here to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two pairs of jannat. And as we had said before, between these two pairs of Jannat, eight doors of Jannat, and on each pair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, eight times. Each door is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the physical door of Jannat, and one is the door, the gateway for us to enter Jannat. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the very first of these ayat, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ, for the person who has the fear of standing before his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَنَّتَانْ is two jannats. Some of the commentators have narrated that once Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to recall and recollect the sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to maut, with regards to qiyamat, with regards to hisab and kitab, the mizan, the scale of justice. And then he began to recall the ayat of the Quran Kareem, like إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. Those type of ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the total destruction of the skies, of the earth, of the stars, of the moon, the seas, the oceans, and everything else. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was gripped with a great deal of fear. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, O Abu Bakr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed me of your condition, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded me to read these verses to you, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Some other narrations have it that once Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given some milk to drink, which was derived from ill-gotten wealth, from haram wealth. And as soon as Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had realized that this is haram and ill-gotten wealth, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to force himself to vomit that out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked on and he said, for you, O Abu Bakr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed these verses, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Now there is a general rule insofar as the Quran is concerned that sometimes certain verses have been revealed because of a specific incident, because of a specific person, etc. But we will see that it is very general in its meaning. Now when we look at the meaning here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. One is the translation, like how it had been translated the first time, that for that person who fears standing before his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be on the day of Qiyamah, then for that person is two jannats. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that with regards to that person who fears, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, that person who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second part of it is, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he restrains his nafs, he stops his nafs from the desires of the nafs. Now we all need to understand that we all will have desires. Many of our desires are undoubtedly permissible. Many of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has acknowledged. And there are many, many more desires that are impermissible. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. Then there are those commentators that have spoken about a different angle of this ayat, that the maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the lofty, to the majesty, the grandeur of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now there will be a slight difference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khawf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fear enters our heart when the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also enters our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fear, the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat comes into our heart when we begin to realize how great Allah Rabbul Izzat is. And then secondly, that we will now realize that we have to stand in front of this great Allah on the day of Qiyamah and give hisab and kitab. Now, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannatan, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat, a few ayats later, He says, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان. So there's two pairs of Jannats. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one pair, in one pair of Jannat, it is made of gold. Whatever is in it is gold. The utensils are of gold. And the other pair is of silver. And whatever is in it, its utensils and everything else is silver. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has differentiated the status of the believers. One Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one pair of Jannat will be for the muqarrabun. Now in the very next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those people who are foremost, those people who are ahead of others, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are the close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for them, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about this Jannah. And then we have the others, Ashabul Yameen, Ma Ashabul Yameen, the people on the right hand side. In other words, the general believers who are salih, who are nek, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second pair of Jannat. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us, and this is now another very important aspect, that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not because we frightened away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is when a person gets a fear and he doesn't want to be with the person whom he is afraid of. This is not that fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. This fear stems from the absolute love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The honor and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes into our hearts. And because of that love, now from there is a fear that emanates that I should never ever disobey Allah and my Allah should never ever be displeased with me. That is why the ulama have written that for the muqarrabun, anything that comes between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that comes between, in between us and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that needs to be eliminated for us to become the muqarrabun. And one last factor with regards to qiyamah, all of us know that qiyamah is going to come. Then the next point is that we have iman, that there is definitely a qiyamah. We have then yaqeen, and this yaqeen and conviction needs to increase every day about the coming of Qiyamah. And the last stage is what the ulama have termed as istihdar, that we become very aware of our standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. How is this awareness going to come? Is we need to remind ourselves, talk about Qiyamah all the time, talk about, think about Qiyamah all the time, make muraqabah, think about it, ponder about it, meditate about it, and that is how we will find that Qiyamah will become embedded in our hearts. When we look at the lives of Sahaba, we will find that it was ever present in their minds. Just the mention of Qiyamah and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's whole face used to change. The conditions of their hearts used to change because of the thought of Qiyamah, because it was ever present in their minds. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.